bill.
I said, where is mine? I tell you, they told me Abby's gonna be sending it to me.
Oh, shoot. The colonel? Colonel? That's a check.
The colonel making how much?
I'm going up on his rent. Miss Daisy, Miss Edna, everybody, I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna make some extra money.
Mr. Brown, what are you doing over here? Are you opening up people's mail?
No, I'm trying to find my stimulus package.
I think your bailout money went to Fannie Mae, Uncle Brown.
You talking about the widow lady down the street?
Fannie Mae is a mortgage lender, Mr. Brown.
No. See, Cora, that's where they're wrong. The Bible says never a borrower nor a lender be.
Uncle Brown, I think that's Hamlet.
No, I don't want no omelet. Cora, fix me a bacon sandwich, put some mustard on it. Yes, yeah, 2 ounce special sauce, cheese, lettuce, onion, salt. This place is draining me dry, nephew. You know, it's hard being an entrepreneur.
That's entrepreneur, Uncle Brown.
Well, same.
I mean, but imagine being a CEO.
Now, we all grown around here. You ain't got the spell. Nephew, I'm going to have to come up with something else to make some more money around here. I'm charging people more rent.
Guys, I just got a call from the hospital, and they offered me the director of nursing position.
Yeah! We rich!
Oh, gosh, honey, my salary will more than double.
What?
Woo!
Really?
Yes.
You know what I'm going to do? Because a special gift from me to you.
Oh, Mr. Brown.
Yes, your rent is going more than double.
Honey, look, can you imagine how much our lives are going to change once you start making money?
Ooh,
baby.
Nephew, she just went off on you,
Mr. Brown.
But you're going to be kept. I want somebody to keep me, somebody to hold me.
I mean, she hasn't taken the job. It's just an offer, right?
Well, why not? It's a great opportunity. I don't understand why she wouldn't take it.
Thank you, Cora. Thank you.
Listen, I say it. Say it again. Say it. Isn't that great?
Isn't it great?
Yes, yeah, it's great.
It is. I know.
He a lie. He jealous of you. You jealous. Jealous. You shouldn't be jealous. That's your wife. You should be happy. You should be turning flips all over this counter. It's money in the house. It's going to be money in your bank, too. You stupid. You know, I'm going to go, Cora.
Well, wait a minute. Where you going?
I'm going to find Fannie Mae. I want me a sugar mama like her, too. That should do it, right?
Move out the way, Brown. The Dirty Dozen is on.
Okay, TV check. That's it.
What's wrong with the TV?
Oh, forgot to tell you, movies are $2 now.
What?
Yeah, just put a quarter right in the top. See, put your quarter right there in the top of it.
This is preposterous.
No, that's prepay us.
Brown, if I wanted to pay for a Dirty Dozen, then I'd go downtown.
Look, management, that's me, has a new policy now. Everybody has to pay for everything.
Brown.
Yeah. Now, Edna, I done told you don't be coming around here with that freaky stuff. Now, look, this is a Christian house. Everybody in the house, 3 o'clock prayer, bright and early. Carver, you leading us.
I am trying to get clean.
Yeah, but that'll take more than a shower.
Carver, pray for nastiness.
There is something wrong with the plumbing. It was freezing, and then it just shut off.
Well, how many quarters you put in it? Because you only get 2 minutes for free.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, showers are $1 now. Showers, check.
You mean every time I have to take a hot shower, I have to pay you $1?
Oh, no. Hot showers are $2. I need you to hurry up, because they coming to put in a pay toilet in a minute.
You have totally lost your mind.
Pay toilet check. Edna. Towels are extra.
Fine.
I would have given anything not to see that, Colonel.
Yeah, Brown, and I would have given anything to see that.
You be at Pratt 2:30 a.m. Nasty cell.
I've been called worse. And I've done worse.
If you break that, you're gonna buy it.
Mr. Brown, a vending machine? Aren't you taking this a little too far?
Let me think about it. No, I'm not.
Mr. Brown, it took my money.
Well, if you take that fancy new job you're gonna take, you might qualify for the Brown Metals Reward Card. Bam, this the Platinum Edition.
Excuse me?
Yeah, this the Platinum. I tell you, you get all access to the facilities, you get free continental breakfast, and you get coins to the dryer. Sign right here. All for the low, 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 medium, low price. The low of three payments of
$29.95.
Yeah.
Mr. Brown, you are taking this too far.
But wait, there's more. If you act now, I'll throw in this commemorative mug for you at no additional charge. Shipping and handling is extra. All extra to the price.
Mr. Brown, there's something in that mug.
Oh, did I mention free coffee?
Oh, a turnstile? I mean, what gives, Uncle Brown?
You do if you want to get in.
I don't have any change.
Hey, Sugar Mama, give your husband a quarter.
She's not my Sugar Mama.
Ooh, you ain't got to get all tested with me. I ain't do nothing to you. It's a lot of men that don't go to work and play at home, stay at home, playing video games while their wife go out and make the bacon fried up in a pan, come home and do everything, bathe the kids and everything.
Uncle Brown, it's my wife. We're equals.
Not if she get that new job, you not. One Sugar Mama, two Sugar Mama, and one broke doctor.
For your information, I'm proud of my wife, all right? And her wonderful new job offer. Congratulations.
You a lie. I see it in your face, you a lie.
Oh, honey, the car needs gas.
Oh,
Did I mention that the Brown Metals Reward Card comes with a free tank of gas?
Have that $20. How long did you last week?
Sweetheart, I paid you back.
That sound like an argument.
You got another $20?
Now, you know what? I bet you y'all got separate checking accounts too, huh? You know, your bill, his bill. You know what I don't understand? How do somebody divide the electric bill up? If the lights get turned out, everybody in the dark.
Here, honey.
That wasn't for me, though.
Go ahead and fill it up.
You know what? Never mind. Keep it. I don't need it.
Boy, take the $20.
Baby, it's not a problem. Just take it.
I got my own money. I'm fine.
You a lie. You wouldn't ask her for $20 if you had your own money.
Well, honey, I have a question for you. Uh-oh. Are you going to have a problem with me making more money?
Yeah, but I'm just a punk and I don't want to admit it.
Of course not. How much money are you going to be making?
Why don't you see for yourself?
I told y'all I'm going up on y'all rent.
Wow. That's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I mean, all this for just a nursing job?
Excuse me? Just a nursing position.
Just a nursing job? What do you mean just a nursing? Did you gonna be just a doctor? Like you more important than I? You act like you more important, like people gonna get more satisfaction.
Look, I'm saying, I went to medical school, okay? I mean, nurses don't go through all that.
Well, baby, let me be the first to tell you that nurses are the ones who run the hospital.
That's what I heard, because when my cousin that went to the hospital, he had the clap. That's what they said. Not the clap. I get him. And y'all go ahead and finish arguing.
Sweetheart, all I'm saying is this is a lot of money. I know doctors that don't even make this much money.
How much is it?
So what are you trying to say, that I'm not worth it?
Anything over 70 grand, she ain't worth. Is she worth over 70 grand?
You better say yes.
75.
Oh.
75, 54. anybody give me 80. Somebody give me 90. Anybody give me 95. Somebody give me 75 and then 85. Anybody give me a quarter? Sold the big black buck doctor to the Sugar Mama for $2.99.
All right. That's cool. I see how it is.
He mad now.
Ow. You need a nurse?
Nope. He needs a quarter. Y'all ain't gonna be able to have no kids if he keep hitting that.
You got a quarter?
You want a quarter? Make him big, fool. Babe, can I have a quarter?
Shit, I have a quarter.
Who are you, a punk?
Brown! Hey, Will, you seen Brown?
No.
Ooh. What's got your panties in a bunch?
I don't wear panties, all right?
That's not what I hear.
Ha-ha. Very fun, Colonel.
Oh, by the way, did you get the message?
No, what message?
Your manhood called. It misses you.
Lord, this
is... Brown, there you are. Huh? Listen, I need change. I need to use the toilet.
Okay, you got the money?
There you go.
Okay, you need this. How many quarters in the dollar, Colonel?
Oh, that's 5 quarters, Brown.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, nice doing business with you.
Oh, it's good doing business with you, too.
Oh, hey, by the way, magazines are no longer complimentary. 25 cents. I am a genius. I don't know why I didn't think of something. What was I should have said to myself, I should have said self. Myself would have said, charge people to use the bathroom. They gotta go. I'm racking up.
Ooh, here you are, Mr. Brown.
Ooh, Carl, thank you.
Give you a refill.
Yes, Corey, you just trying to... thank you.
Drink up. It's more where that came from.
Okay, you're so sweet. My little baby. Hey, Edna, where you going?
I'm washing my delicates.
Oh, I thought you already took a shower.
I'm washing my clothes, Brown.
Oh, okay, well, then you're going to need some change.
You mean you are charging us to wash the clothes? Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. I'm for real. You're gonna need some change. Here you go. Lord, I'm out of quarter. I'm out of change. You're gonna have to wash them out back.
Oh, you're out of sense, too.
You ain't got to act ignorant. Boy, this lemonade is going straight through me. It's so good, I don't want to let it go. This is good. What you put in here?
Extra sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And I put some laxative in it.
Yeah, me too. I need to relax. This is good. I'm going to make it go down. See, if you hold it, squeeze your butt cheeks in the... No! I need to use it. I ain't got no change, and I didn't put... I know we got some quarters around here. So Lord, please don't send the flood until I get to the ark. You know I done put some change. Colonel, you got my keys? You see my keys?
Nope.
Colonel, you got a quarter?
Yep.
Can I use it?
Nope. Gotta wash my delicates.
Colonel, I got to use it. I got to use. Please! I got to do the number 3, Cara!
What's the number 3?
That's everything, 1 and 2.
Catch it!
Whoa!
How's it feel?
Please. Give me my keys.
Anything.
Anything.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Go get them. Go fish.
Almost anything. Clara!
Come on, Mr. Brown.
I just hear the
Mayonnaise.
I ain't got nowhere else to go.
Let's see.
Get that.
I can't. Please, y'all. Please, I can't take no more. Y'all, please. I can't take it.
Stop charging us for everything. We might be able to come up with a call.
I'm trying to run a business here.
Well, you're not treating people right, Mr. Brown.
Carver. Even the Lord loved prophets. He had them all in the Old Testament.
Now, you know he wasn't sending those type of prophets, Mr. Brown.
Oh, this talking has made me thirsty.
I forgot to wash these dishes. Let me turn this faucet off.
Not the faucet! Turn it off!
Oh, you're not watering the flowers.
I can do anything. Please.
Will you remove the corn box on the TV?
Yes.
And the vending machine?
Yes.
And the turnstile?
Yes, 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 I can. Please. I can do anything.
Okay.
Carrie, you got a quarter?
Well, no. I used the last one on the turnstile.
And you?
Oh, ran out.
Colonel.
Oh, Brown, I'm out.
You got my keys, please. Give me keys. It's coming through my pores. I'm just raining.
Come on and get it. Come on.
Carter, pray for me.
Come on in.
Yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will feel no evil.
Where you been?
Went for a walk. Look, I've been thinking. This new job thing, it does bother me.
So is it the job or the money?
I guess it's the money. I mean, I wish it didn't bother me, but it does. I mean, I took vows to take care of you.
No, honey, we took vows to take care of each other, for richer or poorer. Now, you're going to have to be honest and tell me what's really bothering you here.
I don't even really know. I mean, maybe it's that if you make more money than me, then it would make me feel like I'm not carrying my weight.
So why is it okay for you to take care of me, but I can't take care of you?
Because I'm the man, and that's my job. I mean, you might think that's stupid, but that's the way I feel. I can't help it.
So you want me to turn down the job?
I didn't say that. I just...
Well, honey, I hope you're not asking me to put my success on hold so that you can feel better about yourself.
That's not what I mean. I'm trying to figure out what the right thing to do is.
Baby, honey, you have done so right for so long. Why don't you just let me carry the weight for a little while?
I don't know.
Believe me. Baby, when you're done with your residency, I am going to reap all the benefits of being a doctor's wife. But for right now, this might help us get ahead. Save for our own place, raise the kids, where the toilets are free. Right? Honey.
And some think I just married you for your looks.
So are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Well, great. Now let's talk about your allowance.
Huh? You're pushing it.
Why'd you meet us in the driveway, Brown?
Let said no making profit inside. Did nobody say nothing about